The U.S. Senate wrapped up work today and officially started the August recess. They followed the House, which adjourned last week. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The Senate confirmed a slew of appointees today, including the new head of the Bureau of Land Management. Bob Abbey will run the agency that oversees about 70 million acres in Alaska. Abbey pledged to Senator Lisa Murkowski during his confirmation hearing last month to work on land conveyances to the state and Alaska Native groups. He also told the Senate Energy Committee he's a proponent of multiple use, meaning that public lands can be used for everything from oil and gas leasing to wilderness preservation. Also today, the Senate confirmed Wilma Lewis to oversee the Troubled Minerals Management Service at the Interior Department, which has been plagued by scandal and is under investigation. Lewis is a former U.S. attorney and already has experience at Interior as its first African-American inspector general under President Clinton. The Senate's last big vote before adjourning was extending the Cash for Clunkers program. It gives customers up to $4,500 off a brand new, more fuel-efficient vehicle in exchange for turning in an old one, and was so popular it ran through $1 billion in its first week. Democratic Senator Mark Begich voted to give the program $2 billion more, a plan that passed the Senate on a vote of 60 to 37, mostly along party lines. Senator Murkowski joined most of her Republican colleagues and voted Thursday night not to extend the program because she doesn't like its funding source. Now that the busy period of summer business in Washington is over, Alaska senators are both headed home. Over the next month, they'll participate in healthcare town halls and travel in the state. Next week, Begich goes with a team of the president's cabinet secretaries to visit Bethel. And later this month, Murkowski will hold a field hearing at Chena Hot Springs on renewable energy in rural areas. Congressman Don Young will also be back in Alaska soon. Tomorrow, his family gathers in Virginia to attend a memorial for his late wife, Lou Young, who died in her sleep last weekend. A public memorial will be held in Anchorage on August 18th. Congressman Young plans to continue work after that and keep to his schedule, which includes a few speaking engagements and time in Fort Yukon, where he met his wife nearly five decades ago. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.
The memorial service for Lou Young will be held at the Anchorage Baptist Temple on August 18th.